This is Dr. Daryl Misak, and today we will be mapping telomeres on the 15-minute matrix.
Welcome to the 15-Minute Matrix. I'm Andrea Nakayama, functional medicine nutritionist and your host. This is the podcast that brings you bite-sized insights and lessons on the clinical relevance of the functional nutrition matrix, the most important tool in functional medicine and functional nutrition. The matrix is so important not only because it invites us to stop and assess, but also because it reminds us of three very important factors in our care, our recommendations, and our outcomes. Everything is connected. We are all unique, and all things matter. Be sure to head over to this episode's show notes at 15minutematrix.com if you'd like to see today's topic mapped on a downloadable matrix to remind you of these critical aspects of care. Today on the 15-Minute Matrix, I'll be speaking with Dr. Daryl Misak. After receiving his Bachelor of Science degree in pharmacy, Doc Misak gained over 3 years of university hospital pharmacy experience at Duke University Medical Center. During this time, Doc Misak's primary focus was clinical rounding in oncology and general medicine. It was then that he began to realize the pitfalls of traditional medicine and pharmacy and started a search for truth in health. This directed him to naturopathic medicine. He received his Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine from the National College of Naturopathic Medicine and gained 5 years of compounding pharmacy experience. Doc Misak has a goal to teach and change the world. He provides regular lectures and has a YouTube channel where he teaches the concepts of bioelectric chemistry and how to optimize personal energy and efficiency. Doc Misak owns and operates Pittsburgh Alternative Health, Inc. in the South Hills of Pittsburgh, PA, where he focuses on health analysis and how to support optimal energy formation to result in natural health restoration. Doc Misak, welcome to the 15-Minute Matrix.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I'm excited to talk telomeres today because they seem to go in and out of the press, and I love learning from you some of the research you've done around them. Can you just start us out by talking about what a telomere is?
Well, Nobel Prize in Medicine in 2009 was won by three physiologists discovering not just telomeres. I mean, telomeres have been studied for even prior to that. But they found an enzyme called telomerase. And as that enzyme is high, it prevents telomeres from shortening. So telomeres are located chromosomally in our DNA, and it is, they're responsible for turnover and your body making repetitively healthy cells. And so as telomeres shorten, period, we age. And these scientists, what they did is they prematurely had aged mice that were considered in their 90s with white hair and arthritis and cataracts and kidney failure and senility. And they stimulated this enzyme. And next thing you know, their hair went dark, their arthritis went away, their brains on autopsy grew 25% in size, their kidneys restored. They were like healthy young mice. They literally reverse aged these mice. And so that's where the anti-aging component of telomeres, because we've been studying telomeres since probably the late 1980s is when they were discovered and their influences, but not until they made this direct link, like, oh my God, you get this enzyme and you maintain the length of your telomeres and it slows the aging process. Great. I think it's the greatest anti-aging discovery in the history of mankind.
That's amazing. When we think about the factors that influence the expression of the enzyme and the length of the telomeres, those triggers in life. I know you have a real passion for looking at what those triggers are. What are the things that impact our telomere length?
One word, stress, you know?
Yeah.
It is stress. And so, you know, if you look at Elizabeth Blackburn was one of the key researchers who got Nobel Prize, and she wrote a book called The Telomere Effect. She literally says childhood stress that you carry through these emotional patterns through your whole life shortens telomeres, period. You know, she shows that deep breathing techniques and meditation can actually lengthen telomeres. Other than that, nutritionally, we talk about antioxidants. A lot of antioxidants and basic B vitamins that help with detoxification have been shown to help with telomere length. There's herbs that have been shown to have direct impact with stimulating telomerase, per se. That was my interest with them. But stress is where it comes down to when you're looking at, you're looking for one thing, it's stress.
Yeah. And stress can be so many things, right? Like stress can be biochemical stress. It can be psychological stress. It can be the stress from our history and our childhood. So much there to help us understand. Yeah. Diet is huge.
Huge. Yep.
Yeah. So before we get into some of those mediators, the things that help with the telomere length and the enzyme production, can we just look at the center area of the matrix and maybe make some connections between the parts of the body systems and where telomeres help?
Well, you got to think about everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know, you're talking your DNA and how your DNA is expressed. And so you're trying to say that I want to express the healthiest form of my DNA. So when you look at that and you see the oxidative stress, well, I just told you antioxidants were assumed to have an influence. You look at environmental inputs, well, what causes stress on the body? Let's look at pure air. Let's look at pure water. What are you bathing in? What are you putting on your skin? You looking at detoxification? Well, heck, if you lower the load on the body, you decrease the stress aspect. And so detoxification is one of the pathways. It's part of the process that has to occur for a restorative aspect of health. Immune inflammatory imbalance, well, heck, that brings you back to the aspects of need to detoxify, where the stressors are coming from, what environmental impacts are there that are affecting the immune system, and what are the immune balances. So if you see an imbalanced terrain, you see microbial susceptibility.
Right.
You know, and then if you look at a lot of the herbs that are used, particularly astragalus and elderberry and even green tea, you know, you're talking about things that support the immune system while helping that antioxidant stress that's on there. Gastrointestinal, hey, that's where the primary link of the internal to the external world is.
Yep.
And that's where all that immune stuff and, you know, how many people are eating foods that are stressful to their digestive tracts, period.
Absolutely. I'm going to flip the question, Dr. Misak, and ask you clinically what kind of things you've seen in your practice resolve when you are supporting the telomere function.
I've had people's hair go dark again. I've had people with chronic fatigue turn around and say, oh my God, this is amazing that the fatigue goes away. Just, you know, your hormonal imbalances, the thyroid and stuff normalized. I've had 70-year-olds say that after 6 years, they got their sex life back.
Mm-hmm.
I have 40-year-olds that say my husband loves the fact that my sex life is totally, you know,
restored.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does that do for people's, you know, mental, emotional, and general well-being, right?
Right.
You know, so the main thing we see with stimulating telomerase activity is mental acuity and energy. You know, we see increased energy and better focus is probably the main things that you see that most people are reporting.
Okay, so let's go into some of those favorite agents and maybe how they are supporting the telomerase activity. You mentioned some already. Can you dive into some of the agents that you saw, herbal and nutrient, that support the activity you were referencing?
Well, when you're looking at it, that 2014, I turned around and said, well, how the hell do you stimulate telomerase activity if that's what we need to do? Thank God I had Google at that point and did research on, I pulled probably 200 plus science abstracts on telomerase. And next thing I noted, I started noting all these patterns of various herbs that stimulated telomerase activity. Astragalus, you know, astragalus has been used for centuries for adrenal and immune support. But there's two components of it that are extracts, cycloestragalinol and astragalicide 4, which directly have been shown to stimulate telomerase activity, which was a function of one of these very expensive supplements that was on the market for it. Milk thistle. Wow. What do we all use that for? Liver detoxification. Milk thistle stimulates telomerase activity. Ginkgo. What do we use that for? Increased circulation to the brain, right?
Yeah.
Well, it also has telomerase activity as well. Antioxidant, you know, enhancing blood flow is vital for your body to get nutrients where it needs to be and stuff. Another is omega fats, purslane. purslane is a weed most people are pulling, but also
love it.
One of the richest sources of omega-3 fatty acids, which helps with the influence of the fluidity of cell membranes so compounds can traverse and out of them. But purslane also has telomerase activity. Cinnamomum is a Chinese yang tonic. It's for sexual vitality. And I love that because it gives people that focus and energy, but it doesn't make them feel wired like caffeine or guarana or all those other things that people have used historically. Green tea extract we talked about with the antioxidants of ellagic acids, but also, you know, we hear about green tea and protecting against various cancers and immune aspects. And then that brings in elderberry, which I mentioned, and resveratrol. Again, all of these have telomerase activity, yet alone immune function, antioxidant rich. You know, you're talking about detoxification, you're talking about immune support, you're talking about just the aspects of lowering the burdens on the body by improving the ability of the body to handle the stress. Those are the main things. I use a bioelectric approach to everything, and I teach a bioelectric approach to people how to understand. I've written articles in Naturopathic Doctor News and Review on the importance of minerals and how minerals govern everything, you know, particularly calcium, forms of calcium. Some calcium forms raise pH, some lower pH. So pH kind of helps with the speed of the chemistry, but calcium regulates the use of all other minerals going in and out of the cells. I think everybody should have a small amount of calcium phosphate in their diet, and also lemons. They're so antioxidant rich, but they also are, when I'm teaching chemistry, you have positive and negative charges, anions and cations, and lemons are 100% anionic. They alkalize, they disperse, they stimulate the liver. They actually provide amino acid sources for you to make your own enzyme activity. And so that's kind of where I've focused and where I bring these things into people, their diet, to help to watch these things like restore, other than looking at people's chemistry and identifying you need these minerals, you need these basic vitamins. But when I'm looking at telomerase activity, that's where my focus has been.
Yeah, that's great. And I know you've developed a product that includes all these nutrients. We will link to that in the show notes with a special code for anybody who wants to try it out. There's a discount for you. I want to head over to the right side of the matrix. And I know you're talking about the bioelectric, but also about the importance of diet and lifestyle modification. And I'm wondering if we can speak about these different areas on the right side of the matrix in relation to telomere activity. So the sleep and relaxation, I mean, it's sort of a no-brainer, as you're saying.
Yeah, I've already mentioned, you know, meditation and breathing plays a huge role. Sleep, you don't get adequate sleep, you're going to affect your stress levels and everything. Exercise, if you look up Elizabeth's book, she specifically mentions exercise and affect nutrition. You know, it's not a matter of taking a bunch of supplements, it's quality food. People who live on the standard American diet, the polyunsaturated fats, the genetically modified foods, there's direct telomere inhibiting effects. So she showed that your people who are sitting on the couch, living on pizza and crap all the time and chips and whatever else, that those are the ones who had the shortest telomeres, you know?
Right.
So we already talked about stress, you know, stress and resilience. Yep. We talked about nutrients and herbs, astragalus and things that help with that, those adaptogenic herbs. But just breathing, if people could just take the time and become present. I love the holistic psychologist. I plug her quite often, Nicole LaPera, and her ability to teach people mindfulness, to take that moment, breathe, and be present. That is so huge. And when you're talking about relationships, if we could take the time to be present in a relationship instead of letting our egos running through our head, they said this, so I'm going to come back and already thinking about what I'm going to say next, versus just being there and hearing the person and connecting. And it's all interconnected. You can't turn around and pull out one thing. And when you're talking telomeres, if you read Elizabeth Blackburn's book, The Telomere Effect, you'll see that every one of those affects the aspects of the health of your telomeres.
Yeah, yeah, brilliantly said, in that everything is connected. That's really the mantra of this show, understanding that. If there was one thing you wish all clinicians really understood about telomeres, what would that be?
Wow, that's a huge one. I mean, it comes down, I mean, it's stress related, you know? Mm-hmm. And so you got to start people with basics. And many people, the stress is in their head, because I could turn around and go off spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, environmental, all of these factors and whatever else. But stress is the key. So mindfulness, breathing, meditation. Sometimes do you need the adaptogenic herbs? You know, I use chemistry and I teach people how to eat based upon chemistry, what your sugars and your pHs are doing.
Yep.
I specifically identify food factors that are stressing your body. Some people have done, you know, measuring your pulse and heart rate variability. It's all connected.
It definitely
is. Showing stress on the body. So, you know, telomeres shorten with stress. Mm-hmm. You know, in every aspect that you approach, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, environmental, supplemental, all of those have the potential of having the effects on your telomeres. The question is what are the greatest effects? And I tell people, you know, that self-awareness and becoming and dealing with the mental emotional crap that most of us bury has more of an impact than many people give to that mind-body connection is huge.
Thank you so much, Doc Misak, for shining a light on telomeres today.
You're welcome. I thought it was fun.
The 15-Minute Matrix is brought to you by me, Andrea Nakayama, and the Functional Nutrition Alliance. Check out the latest in functional nutrition at functionalnutritionlab.com/blog. The 15-Minute Matrix is produced, mixed, and edited by Rowan Bradley with production support from Natalie Merrill and the team at the Functional Nutrition Alliance. You can find episodes on all kinds of topics with more incredible guests at our podcast website, 15minutematrix.com. And if you'd like to be notified by email each week about our podcast releases, head on over to 15minutematrix.com/notify. Also, please feel free to get in touch with us. We would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, and who you'd like to hear next on the podcast. You can email us at ask@15minutematrix.com.